what agencies are seeing is that they're going to need to bring back a lot of those technical skills that they once had. Mark Day is the chief technology officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says HUD actually went too far in decreasing the skills of its workforce when it outsourced its network operations in the 2000s.
We're discovering that while we can take a lot less technical skills, we don't need as many people in each of those areas. Having nobody in those areas is proven not to be a fiscally wise decision. The other thing that we're discovering, guess what? The cloud provider does less of that for you than the managed service provider. And so you actually need more technical skills than I do as a managed service provision operation, because they give you the box and their infrastructure as a service. Your system doesn't integrate with something else. They're going to box runs. And so you have to think about this and really assess what are they bringing to the table, what are you bringing to the table. And so for us, cloud actually takes us backwards a little bit in terms of the number of skills we've got to have in-house.
Day says it's having these technical skills of people who understand how cloud computing works, how the systems that run on the cloud works, and how the systems that actually don't run on the cloud integrate with those that do. So it's a whole really new set of ideas and a new set of talent that the agencies have to start looking for.
So how do these skills, how are they all different? And some of the agencies are going to have to address this skill gap. How are they going to do that?
Right. So in one way, agencies will, you know, when they move to the cloud, no longer have to worry about the patching and the upgrading of software, doing all those things necessary to keep the software running. In many cases, vendors are doing this anyways. But what agencies now have to address is again, that program and project management skills, but also that the next step up, the technical skills that says, okay, what does it mean when the system is in the cloud, and how does that refer back to the way we run our mission-critical systems? So let me give you a couple examples. At the Veterans Affairs Department, they're moving toward what they call a customer service model. Jeff Shishka is VA's Deputy Assistant Secretary for IT Operations. He says VA actually hired more people when they moved their data centers to the cloud. Shishka says the staff is made up of customer service people and what he calls dial tones.
We divide it into what we call service lines, which are the higher grades, the 13s, 14s, and 15s that are my really technical people, the design, engineer, do those kind of things for each of my regions. That's just being implemented now and put together. They were all distributed across all these different medical centers and RO offices out there in the past. What I'm looking for at the sites now is actually more of the GS7 through 9 cadre that's out there. They're the kind of people that understand the applications. They can go to a hospital director's or an associate director's desk and explain how this spreadsheet now works.
Now, he also says this gives the lower grade workers, those 7 through 9s, actually a career track to move up into those technical areas, and they don't necessarily have to go into management to advance. This is something that's really missing across government, this idea of a career track in the technical areas. HHS is doing something very similar as well. The agency is looking at its business units and setting up program management offices to support each of them. John Teeter is HHS's acting CIO. I caught up with John Teeter after the panel yesterday at the Affirm GuideTech conference on mobility and cloud computing.
Right now, we're thinking that we will have three large domains. One will encompass health and human services because of the tight linkage between those programs. Another one will be our scientific area, things like CDC and NIH and FDA do. And then the third one will be our administrative area, where we have all of our administrative support systems and things like that. And we'll have a lead for the PMO. We'll have architects that understand technology and data management and business process improvement in each one of those areas. We'll have IT capital planning folks that have expertise in evaluating IT investments for their value and their return on investment. And then we'll have a security person probably in there too.
Now, he says these program management offices will focus on not just cloud, but really all IT investments. But HHS, like many agencies, is really looking at how can they move to the cloud, have cloud governance policy, and really with OMB's cloud first policy, that's where a lot of IT investments are heading. Teeter says agencies are going to need the technical wherewithal as well to evaluate proposals from vendors when they move to the cloud, and then, again, to make the integration happen. So there's a lot of these, I wouldn't say new skills, but just they have to bring those skills back into government and have the people that can do specific types of work.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So if you need all these new people, then that means there must be a lot of other considerations agencies have to keep in mind when they move to this whole cloud service provider. What are some of those?
Right. I mean, as we talked about earlier, cloud may seem new, the term, but actually a lot of agencies already have a fair amount of experience using similar approaches. We talked earlier about HUD. They outsourced their network for many years already, but they just called it a managed service provider setup. There are still some things agencies should keep in mind as they make the decisions to move to the cloud, because even though you have some experience, there's always things that are new and things that need to be kept in mind. HUD's Day says an agency, as his agency recompetes its contract to manage its network, they have to decide what types of systems can be put on a public cloud and what types of systems can go on a private or a federal-only cloud.
How do we deal with the fact that we have systems which span multiple platforms? And some of those platforms are very readily adaptable to the cloud. Some of those platforms are 20 years old. COBOL 84 for a particular vendor doesn't move to the cloud very easily. And yet that system's going to be there for 20 years. So how do we build this hybrid environment so we're doing a systematic assessment of every system we own that sits in that data center and looking at what can be moved to the cloud, what would be successful? And when we say move to cloud, we mean without customization.
Now, Dave says that assessment will help deal with data issues, with systems integration issues. That is actually one of the more challenging things about a dual environment, having those systems in the cloud and having some not in the cloud. NOAA is another one that's been using cloud services for many years. Joe Klimovich is NOAA's CIO. He says, one area agencies really need to think up front about before entering into a contract with a cloud provider is an exit strategy.
We've had a lot of press about moving to Google Apps. That was something we worked out and put into the contract up front. It's our data, and we can take it back, and what is the exit strategy going to be? How are they going to help us go to another solution if down the road we want to do that? So absolutely, you need to work that up front. There's a lot of points that are somewhat difficult, and you need to work through those up front because it doesn't get easier later on. I mean, if you're not getting the service that you expect or the cost is going up much faster than you can support, or you find a better alternative, because it's hard to predict what technology is going to look like in 3-5 years down the road.
Now, Klimovich says NOAA has switched providers over the years, and it's actually gone fairly smoothly because they've done this exit strategy planning up front. It sounds weird to say, well, at the very beginning, you need to figure out how to get out. But that data concern, who owns the data, where is it located, how do you get your data, is really a big issue for agencies, and they really have to put their arms around it as they get into this cloud area. Now, of course, every speaker at yesterday's conference talked about culture. Culture needs to shift. The culture needs to change. No matter where the government goes, that's always an issue. And I think this cloud's no different. And John Teeter gave an excellent example. He says, you know, we're giving our data, our healthcare data, over to DISA. But I told them, sure, we can put it on your boxes and we can put it on your network, but we're going to have our people deal with it. And he realized, kind of as he was saying, that was part of the culture shift that needs to happen, is that you got to let it go.